Actress and Goodwill Ambassador Mira Sorvino came to the UN to advocate for victims of human trafficking, especially women and girls. Sorvino says stricter laws need to be enforced, governments need to commit to fighting human trafficking, and more money needs to be allocated to end the illegal activity and provide for victims. Through her work with the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, Sorvino says she's heard all about the horrors of human trafficking.
One Spaniard who had sex trafficked over 3,000 Latin American girls revealed, "We take it from them, threaten them through their children, the family. They work by force. A woman is an object, a piece of mercantile goods. He had cut the fingers off of escapees and burned a young prostitute alive. Asked if the girls were ever able to pay off the debt, he said, in theory, yes, it's possible. But in reality, the debt never ends."
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says where traffickers use threats and weapons, the world must respond with laws and prosecutions. He also says at the same time, a broad view of the factors that feed trafficking need to be looked at.
Only the worst, most abject poverty could force a family to sell their child for a few dollars. We have to help all those who live in such desperate conditions. They need more than simple promises. They need social protections.
Yuri Fedotov, executive director of UNODC, says there needs to be a balance between progressive and proactive law enforcement with activities that combat market forces. He also says the foundation for collective action must be the Palermo Convention on Transnational Organized Crime.
With very few victims being detected when it most matters, we must work closely with enforcement bodies to increase the risk of arrest, trial and imprisonment for traffickers.
The General Assembly President Nasir Abdulaziz Al Nasser is encouraging donors to give to the Voluntary Trust Fund on Human Trafficking, which provides legal and financial aid to victims.
Children born today, particularly girls, should not have to face the possibility of being forced into this modern form of slavery tomorrow. Whether individual, an organization, a state, I urge everyone to speak out against this terrible crime that does unspeakable damage.
The UN is calling on all states to adhere to the treaties that aim to stop human trafficking, especially the protocol to prevent, suppress, and punish trafficking in persons, especially women and children. Julie Walker, United Nations.